This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show, hour number two. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Lake Houston, check in with Mr. John Littleton, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
I couldn't be better. Happy New Year to you, bud.
Yeah, same to you. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching this big old moon shine. So, yep, it's shining this morning. I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to drive up to the deer lease today or not. So I don't know. Everything's been going pretty good through the holidays. Got to do some fishing, some hunting. Didn't shoot anything. Just, you know, seeing some stuff. Actually, we got some better bucks showing up now. You know, I don't know where they came from. You know, I guess I think a lot of times those bucks get out there and chase them does around, and some of ours leave, and you know, we're all hunting low fence, and some of the other people show up at our place, and you know, so. But I got a couple different nice bucks showing up, so I'm not going to shoot anymore, but. You know, my granddaughter's got another tag, so, you know, we might, you know, see something decent. The only issue is, man, that daggum sciatic nerve in my lower back caught, and it's been bugging me for a couple days now.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
I don't know if you ever had that, but that's not fun.
No, it's not.
So I kind of worried about that. Not, you know, worried about it. It's just, it'd be a little painful to drag a deer around and skin it. So, yep. But, we might still do it. I don't know. It's fun just to go and sit and watch anyhow, see what comes out. Mm. But, yep. I'm trying to figure out that trolling motor issue, you know, I sent you yesterday. We were talking, and I don't know. I gotta change that housing on that head. I know I hit the, you know, one of them wakes, especially when you're fishing freshwater. I was up around a boat dock, and that a wave caught, and the head of my trolling motor hit that boat dock, and it broke those two mounts that hold that those little white gears and that little yellow button.
Yeah.
You know, for your arrow.
Knock everything out of line.
Yeah. And it broke where those two screws mount and hold that into place. It broke the mount where the screws go into, that plastic mount. So
yeah.
I'm going to have to take that head off and you know, change that out. But then we're trying to get ready to go, you know, for start our bass club tournaments. I think that's about the only thing I'm going to fish this year. It's just, you know, I just got too much going on to fish a whole lot of other stuff other than just go fishing, you know.
Right.
But the bass seem to be biting a little bit, Mickey. The water looks horrible, but, you know, they still got to eat. But, you know, you got to throw a big old spinnerbait, something with some, you know, big old Colorado or, you know, or bigger willow leaf blade on it, get a little bit more noise and try to bang some rocks or the post on the boat docks, but fish are still there, you know. I mean, no size to them. Catching, you might go through about 8 or 10 to get, you know, a keeper. So, you know, and the keepers aren't big. They're, 2 pounders, 2.5.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, hey, I'll take 5 2-2.5 pounders in January. So, it's, you know, it's all good. We'll get back out there. I just, like I said, thankfully my partner's got a, you know, all of his stuff's working, and so we can, you know, fish out of his boat.
Right.
Till I get that trolling motor issue taken care of.
Well, if you can't fix it yourself, take it those boys up there by the airport, G&S trolling motors.
Yeah, well, you know, they went out of business.
Actually,
one of those boys passed away. And the other one I heard went to work for LMC. So, yeah.
It was Greg and Sean.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. They used to be a sponsor of the show. I'll be darned.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But, I talked to Minn Kota, and there's a guy in Houston that does that. He's actually a rep for Minn Kota. So I put a call into him, and I know it's holidays and all that.
Yeah.
So hopefully he'll get back with me next week, and, you know, I'll run it over to his place and get it fixed. So I'm not mechanically inclined. I can do a lot of stuff, but mechanic stuff and stuff like that, I'm just not that good at it.
So, or if you do dig into it and then you mess it up, and then it turns into a mechanical nightmare for whoever has to repair it.
Yeah, I've learned over the years, Mickey. You know, I mean, I want to try to save a few bucks, but, you know, sometimes it's better just go in and spend it and get it done and
get it done right the first time.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But everything's been going pretty good. The white bass are still biting. They slowed down a little bit. You know, but heck, the water is too warm. You know, they like that colder water.
Wonder if that's going to have any effect on the white bass spawn this year.
Probably will. My partner and I were talking. We said, heck, we've got to start watching out. Some of these fish might want to start spawning. You know, when you get in the low 60s, upper 50s, low 60s in water temp, I mean, you know, those bass might go, hey, you know, it's time to start spawning. It's all good. We'll get back, you know, to normal here, hopefully. You know, we hadn't had a rain in a little while, so I was thinking, heck, the water's got to start clearing up, but it's just not clearing up that good. You know, it's still off color, at least where I'm fishing.
Well, so, you can't blame it on river flow.
No, definitely
runoff.
Not. You know, we hadn't had a lot going on up north, even, you know, like I said, to push stuff down here.
No, it's dry, man.
Yeah. I did talk to my buddies out there, and, you know, they're still catching some catfish. You know, they chase them jugs around every day. And, you know, it just, they were fishing a little bit deeper, and it was a little bit slower, but, you know, they're back up to, you know, on an average, he was saying about 8 foot, 10 at the most, you know, in them channels.
Right.
And, throwing out them noodle things and, you know, catching some, but, you know, they're just, I don't know how
I've
many
never
coos
done that
guys
or even
catch.
Attempted it. It's like, I guess if they get hooked on those, they don't swim far from where they were hooked in, huh?
No, you got to sit out there and watch those things. I mean, you know, you can't just throw them out and leave, you know, because they will swim around, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah, you gotta throw them out and, you know, they'll throw out a couple dozen at the most. And because, you know, they'll be out there looking around and chasing them down, you know. But, yeah, you know, I've done it, but, you know, actually just go out there and do that all day, you know.
Right.
I haven't. I mean, I'd
rather
out there
catch
for
them on a rod and reel.
Yeah, yeah. 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 I was working outside in my storage building, and I found a 5-gallon bucket with about 15 of them in that bucket rolled up, you know, ready
right.
to go. So, it's all good. It, you know, there's a lot of fun, I guess, you know, in doing that. I just, you know, I'd rather chase them bass around. I'd rather go throw a crankbait or worm or jig or something all day, you know.
Yeah, but, I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Some of us are just hyper, and that's why we throw lures.
Yeah, yeah. We got that addiction, you know.
Cover more water, catch more fish. You got it, man.
I like chunking that line out there, that bait, and it's you know, you got, you know, it's not just go out there and catch them, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. You got to kind of work for them sometimes.
Sure you do.
Yeah, got to find them first, and then you got to try to entice them to bite. And,
well, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah, 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 but anyhow, we, like I said, we're just getting ready for the club to start off. It'll start off not this Saturday, but next Saturday, you know, and I heard you talking to Tommy or Brian about a little front coming in, but, you know, hey, we're bass fishermen. We're going. So,
yeah, it's not much to it. You got one tomorrow, and then you got one next Saturday.
Yeah.
Not a lot to them. Kind of weak this time of year, especially.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we're gonna go give it a try. We, you know, changed a few things around in the club this year, and so, you know, it's we hope to, you know, get everything going here in a couple of weeks, and, you know, everybody try to get that fever back. You know, get a little competition going.
Get her rolling. Get things moving, buddy.
Yep.
Well, get that trailer motor fixed. You're going to need it. John, if somebody wants to call
definitely.
You. Yeah, give them a number where they can call you, bud.
Sure, they can give me a call on my cell, 281-222-8544.
All right, my friend.
Just leave me a message or send me a text.
All right, John. Happy New Year and have a good weekend, my friend.
Same to you, Mickey. All right.
See you now.
Talk to you next week.
Later. Bye. All right. It's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 5:18 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down to Texas City. Check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont at the Texas City Dike and Boyd's One Stop. Dave, good morning. Happy New Year, buddy.
Good morning, Captain Mickey, and right back at you. Happy New Year to you and everybody, and everybody have a great 2026.
We're going to give it all we got.
Man, I'm sore from watching all that football, Mickey. I feel like
Did
I was out there on the line.
Some of those college games, man. I mean,
that last game, that Georgia game, when that guy got hit making that catch out there in the wide open, it looked like some of the old days when they really hit each other. I mean,
the guy for,
of course,
for Ole Miss, that little receiver that he got smoked, man.
Oh, man, I tell you, it flipped him around.
The quarterback took a couple of big shots last night, too.
It had to highlight me.
Good Lord.
Shoot, that had to break out the shovels for me.
Might as well dig a hole for me and roll me off in it. Oh, God.
Yeah, just bury me right there on the 50-yard line. It'd make a big hump, though. They'd have to really dig that hole deep. Otherwise, it'd be a big hump there after they put me in it.
Get a compactor on
there. Well, you know, if they put enough lime in it, it'll eat up. It'll be all right.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, man, I tell you, that was a good game. That one really, you know, the other ones were, there was a couple of, you know, surprises in terms of the final score, but that game, it goes down as a good one. I enjoyed it. It was good. It kept going entirely too long for me. I needed to get in that sack, but it was really enjoyable to watch.
I kind of knew Ole Miss was going to win that after the way Georgia beat them in the regular season when they felt like they should have won that game. So they came back and finished the task.
Yeah, early on it looked like there's going to be another one where they just weren't going to get things going really well. But and that Georgia's a good team. I got a bunch of kinfolk over there, and they're probably still licking their wounds right now. But that's the way it is. But a good game. I enjoyed it. But anyway, we'll see how the rest of the stuff goes on with the Texans and everything Sunday, and we just kind of roll right on, keep on keeping on here in 2026. I'm out here on the Texas City Dyke. There's a big old shiny moon a-going, Mickey. I think it ain't full till tomorrow, but it's got to be just about overflowing tonight. It's full, all but. I think tomorrow is
95%. I think tomorrow night's a full moon, so it's full enough. I can tell you that. It's bright outside this morning.
Yeah, it really is. It's nice. It's got the old water lit up pretty good and got a lot of clouds. Got a good breeze this morning. And right now, 64 degrees right out here at about the 2-mile marker on the Texas City Dyke. And it's that time of year when not a whole lot's going on as far as fishing reports go, but that's okay. Right now, the dike is tore up from the floor up with dredging. I don't know if you've heard about any of it or not, but it's not something that's really newsworthy except
comments.
For
are they dredging Texas City Channel?
The Texas City Channel is a mess, and all I can say is don't venture out at night. Don't go when it's dark. Wait till daylight if you're going to try to shoot across to get over towards the Galveston Channel or any of that area over there. Just now, if you put in at the end of the dike and go around, you'd be okay. But I mean, from the base of the dike, it's just not. And they got a pipe, and they've done it several times over the many years we've experienced the dredging going on, which is necessary, but they got a big old pipe, at least one that they've got burrowed underneath the dike from the Texas City Channel to the other side. And it's a sight to see sometimes, Mickey, if you ain't got nothing else in the world to do, to watch what all comes out of them pipes as far as mud and blood and beer and mullet and hard heads, beer cans and sinkers and
goodness.
Anyway, it's something. But for some reason, it all gets lined out. The thing is this time of year, if you're going to mess it up, it's probably the only time, because the big black drum, they don't mind it too much. They'll come right on through here when they start their migration, and if that's what they're doing. And they'll come in here and eat up all that stuff like it's dessert, man. They'll have a good time with that, digging up all them crustaceans and all that stuff that dredging stirred around. But anyway, not too much as far as that. A sheephead being caught and some puppy drum and stuff like that here along the dike. But just like I say, this time of year, things kind of slow down, and we need a little rest every now and then.
I'm telling you, the fish need it too. They deserve a break.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't give them too much pressure, but some folks do, and so they take a break and probably appreciate it. But but anyway, Mickey, not a whole lot going on other than that. The Boyd front's been busy. It's just been a pretty neat month for December, and we're kicking off New Year's with a bang on a few things. One is a big old shrimp sale that Jason's got going on at both grills. He put out a 1 pound special yesterday of wild caught Texas Gulf shrimp, he calls them, and it's them big old shrimp, making them big jumbos, and it's 1 pound of those fried shrimp, French fries, hush puppies, that I mean the whole nine yards. For just under $10, how about $9.99? When I put that ad out yesterday, and it went crazy. I mean, people just came out of everywhere. I think a lot of
those puppies for $9.99. I mean, if you go buy them yourself, they're going to be at least $7.99, and then you got to cook them and do all the work. I mean, that's cheap.
Yeah. And get you a load of fries and some hush puppies. Yeah, it's all there. I think the football games played a part. People came by and got a bunch of it, went home and nibbled on that and rooted for their favorite team. And we're going to just so anyway, Jason messaged me as I was heading into to Texas City. He says, David, what do you think? Do you think we can do this again? I said, hey, man, you're the boss. Let's do it. So we're going to throw down again. We're going to have the same special. And on top of that, he's got a full run of combos on cooked crawfish, cooked Louisiana crawfish. And so he's got it all going on again today at both locations in Texas City and Santa Fe, Mickey. And
right.
So we'll see how things go here on January the 2nd.
I know it. New year, new beginning for some.
Yeah. And we've had good luck, good shrimpers, and we've been able to keep live bait going most of the time. We've had the big three, live shrimp, live finger mullet, and live mudfish. And I see two out of the three flags flying today. I think the finger mullet are a little light to none this morning, so they've got that flag down, but I'm sure one or more of those fellers will probably be out chunked in the cast nets and such later on this morning, and probably bring in a little bit to tide folks over. I know some folks will still be trying to catch a few flounder before the run's pretty much done, and probably for the most part, most of them big old flounder, big mamas have made it out into the Gulf of Mexico.
Well, hopefully,
to do their thing.
The water's cold enough for them to spawn. You know, they got to have cold water, they say, so. We don't have cold water right now for this time of year anyway.
You got that right. You got that. Everything is warm, and it just takes longer for things to chill down. We've still got, all of January, and some February is getting mighty chilly. So maybe, but in terms of the run, your guess is as good as mine. I don't know what they're going to do. They ain't talking. But hopefully things will work out, and they'll get a good spawn. And I think the numbers this year, as far as just listening to fishermen and the ones that went out and caught and released, I don't know if just more people fishing or what, but it was a lot of flounder caught and released, Mickey. And a lot of you cats were talking about when you're out there guiding that y'all were catching some accidental flounder, I'd call it, not trying to target them, but getting more than what it sounds like we had in the last couple of years. So I hope so anyway, always hoping for the best.
Yeah. And I didn't hear any more about that, that acid spill up the channel, you know, first when it first report, I was down in South Texas. They had an alert. I saw it on my phone where it was 1 million gallons, and then it turned down. It wasn't that much. I don't know what the deal is on that. You can't believe anything you read anymore. So hopefully.
Absolutely. I don't even try. A lot of times I don't even believe what I put out.
Yeah, I got you. Anyway.
But it's a mess, though. It really is. That was sulfuric, I believe. I believe they mentioned that as being sulfuric acid.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. We dealt with that stuff. It was a byproduct from our petroleum business there at the refinery, and I did analyzer work for years over on what they call the alky acid plant, and they generated 93% and 98% sulfuric acid, and that stuff would melt your bones, Mickey. It was terrible when we'd have some leaks, and it had such a pungent odor it would just take your breath away, and if you were lucky, you could get away in time to complain about it. But that stuff was bad. I mean, yeah, bad to the bone. So I'm glad a bunch of people didn't get hurt over that. I know some got some vapors and such, but I don't think anybody got burnt real bad. So, but we had some accidents out there, and it's just it's nothing to mess with. But I haven't heard too much more about it either. But
what's the other one? Hydrochloric acid. Yeah,
hydrochloric and hydrofluoric, which is the juju of all juju acids in my book. The HF is the one that we had a bad deal of it years back at one of the refineries here, and when they first started putting that stuff out here locally. But we had a release, but that's the stuff that will etch glass, Mickey. Really, really tough, but none of it's any good. You want to keep it in the pipes.
Yes, keep it concealed. All right, Dave. Yeah. Well, hey, man, somebody wants to get down to Boyd's, give them some info, how they can call or website or what have you.
Thank you, Mickey. And I will say thank you very much, and looking forward to 2026 with you. Boyd's appreciates everything you and the station does, and looking forward to doing it again. And I think we're all signed, sealed, and delivered to run another year with the Outdoor Show. And so with that, I'll say 227 Dyke Road in Texas City, 16947 Highway 6 in Santa Fe. And if I hadn't run it in the ground yet, big fried ultimate Texas jumbo shrimp sale today, and along with cooked crawfish, wild caught Gulf of wherever you want to call it, but it's right here in the good old U.S. of A. Mickey, thank you very much, and take care.
You too, Dave. Always a pleasure. See you, man. Have a good weekend.
All right.
It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 536 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Galveston Way now and check in with Captain Steve Hillman this morning. Morning, Steve. What's up, bud?
Good morning.
How's it going, man?
It's going. Been a while.
Yes.
How's it feel to be back?
I guess okay, but I'd sure like to be back down there, man. That's the hardest thing to do is drive away from South Texas.
I know it is. How long were you down there? A long time, right?
Man, went Christmas Day. Yeah, I'm down there almost a week.
Yeah, wow.
It was really nice. Well, when the morning I left, it was 32 when I pulled out of Blaine's Ranch. It was a crisp morning, dead calm, clear skies, and 32.
That's what makes it even harder to leave South Texas.
I know.
When you went down there, it was like 90 degrees. Yeah, and then good front comes through while you're there, and then you have to come home.
Oh, it was hot, man.
I bet it was. Y'all have a bunch of fog, too?
A couple of mornings. You know, like the next morning, I see the 26th and 27th, it was a little bit foggy in the mornings, but it lifted about shooting time where you could still see 200 or 300 yards, but it was good, you know, thick overcast.
Yeah.
Deer kind of liked it. There was a lot of activity, man. I mean, it's going on.
Yeah, it's that happening. Time of year. I don't know. I hate missing it. Jake sent me a picture. It's been several weeks now, and he hunts down in South Texas too, and they had on a real big ranch, I don't think I ever sent it to you or Bob, but it's a mainframe 10. He's real wide. He's a beautiful deer. Mm-hmm. And he's just standing in the fog. It looks like something out of a ghost movie or something. It's so cool looking.
I bet that is.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. But yeah, I never did make it down. I ended up fishing up until a couple days before Christmas.
Y'all were going to your dad's on Christmas.
We were, and then some things popped up, and I ended up staying home, and I kept saying, well, I'm going to go here in a couple days. And
right.
Before you know it, it's I'm not going to have any time. So we just decided to stay here, and Brooke came into town too, so we all hung out for a long time. And then I'm headed down to Victoria this morning. Me and Kimberly have to help Brooke with some things at their house and stuff. And then I'm going to fish a couple of days this coming week, and then I'm going to go to the ranch for sure for about 4 or 5 days. So I'm just going to do it a little differently this season.
Well, that's life of a fishing guide, man.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. We got to spend a lot of time with Brooke and hang out, other family, went to visit my dad and went over to mom's and everything. It was we had a good time. So it was a good holiday.
How's old Clifford doing?
He's doing good.
Awesome.
He's doing good. Yeah, he's just sitting on go, man, waiting on me to. He's itching to get down to the ranch, and
I bet he is, man.
But yeah, it's everything's going good. Fishing was really good.
Right.
Especially, I thought maybe when it warmed up, we had those three or four warm days, I guess, before that front and before Christmas. And it was foggy every morning.
Oh, that fog was terrible, wasn't it? My gosh.
It was crazy. I got kind of sick of that. But no, the fishing, it was just steady. I had a lot of 2 and 3 guy trips, and we caught anywhere from 20 to 40 fish a morning, legal fish a morning.
Good.
Yeah, it was just steady, nothing crazy.
Yeah, that's good fishing, man.
Especially for these days. And biggest trout, we did have one. God, I'm trying to remember who caught it, man. I'm out of game shape. My memory's weak now. I've done over a week removed from fishing. I forgot who I had on my trips. I normally can remember. One of the guys caught one that was 4 3/4 pounds, which is, the people down south, if anybody's listening, probably laughing at that. But
yeah, they're laughing.
We just don't catch a lot. I don't catch a lot of fish pushing 5 pounds and, up in that range at least these days. But we caught some solid fish.
We're getting there. I mean, it's just going to take time. I mean, those guys down there didn't go. They hadn't been. Their waters hadn't been through what Galveston Bay waters have in the last 10 years.
No.
This fishery's taking a butt-whipping, man.
That's it. They haven't really gone through anything significant since 2010. when they had that big tropical storm that
yeah.
had all that fresh water. It caused all that grass to die there for a couple of years. That was their last big habitat problem, and that right. caused their fishing. That caused their fishing to really take a nosedive there for a couple of years. But hell, that's
sea
been
grass. Seagrass is their lifeblood, and oyster beds are our lifeblood.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. But we did have to move around a little bit more with that water warming back up. Those fish uh-huh. did spread out. But again, I don't mind that, man. It's as long as everybody's getting bites the whole time you're out
sure.
there, and that's pretty much the way it was. And our colors changed quite a bit with that overcast, with that fog and everything. And we're fishing over a lot of black mud and shell.
Yeah,
the water's super yeah. Yeah, super clear. And
I know a couple of videos you sent me. I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, I said, look how clean the water is for Galveston.
Especially where I was, yeah.
That one fish, it dived down by the boat 3 feet, and you could see it clear as a bell. I said, man,
there was clear
stuff, buddy.
It was crazy. It caused us to have to get closer to those deep ledges, too. You couldn't, like once the sun did peek out,
yeah.
you couldn't hardly get bit up shallow because the water was so clear. I mean, that's when we would switch over to the lighter colors like that flamingo flash and stuff. But for the most part, last couple of days I fished, we caught most of our fish on that root beer, red glitter, little uh-huh. P&B, that little bass assassin.
Yeah, that's a good looking bait.
That bait's insane, man. Those baits, those P&Bs and the little Johns, they're very similar, obviously. I think they're both scented, but the P&B has like a shrimp. It's I think Robin told me it's impregnated with like some kind of shrimp scent
shrimp
or something.
Formula,
but
yeah.
Something, but man, and the redfish. If you want redfish, you know, on my boat these days, redfish seem to be hard to come by. But those redfish love those P&Bs. They just love them. But that's right. The last day I fished, I had pretty sure I had. The last day was had Rusty Plackmire and Frank Mistretta and we switched over to the P&Bs to catch reds, and I only caught one. Rusty caught it, but it was a freaking beast, man. It was like, I don't know what, it was like 38 inches long. But there's a lot of those,
and they're fat right now too, man. Them reds are toted up.
They are. And I'm just not catching as many slots here. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, we're catching 3 to 5 slot reds a morning. And now we're catching 1 to 5 oversized reds. And, you know, we were talking about, and then we're catching some giant black drum too. Like Brian Castile, he caught the biggest drum I've ever had on my boat the other day. That thing was insane. But
now that's a rubber lip right there, buddy. Got inner tubes for lips.
It was insane, but I looked up some stuff the other day on because we always talk on the boat about how old are these fish? How old is this black drum? How old do drum live? How long do drum live? How long do redfish live? And they both live about the same in the wild, based on my memory, based on what I think I read.
Well, like redfish 40, do live up to 60 years, you know, on average about 45, but they have recorded them up to 60 years old.
Yeah. I mean, everything I read said in the Gulf around 45 years, and then up to 60 years, maybe in the Atlantic. And then, but they said natural predators and stuff, a lot of them don't make it to 30 years because of that. But I guess if they were to like
bullshit.
Be out of the way of out of harm's way, they would live at 45 to 60 years, you know, without sharks and whatnot. But I was shocked. I was shocked at how fast redfish grow. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, they like grow pretty quick.
A 12-inch redfish is a year old,
right?
Roughly, and a 22-inch redfish is roughly 2 years old. And at 4 years old, they're like 30 inches.
Yeah.
And they're still, and that was their last year being considered a juvenile.
I wish trout would grow that quick.
Yeah. No kidding, man. That'd be awesome. But we're still catching a lot of those 16 to 19 and a half inch reds. We had one morning, man, we caught 13 or 14 of those. So maybe the slot red fishing will, for me at least, will rebound in the next year or two. Mm. But I don't know. It's like these trout we talk about every year when we hit these areas, these times of the year and areas where we catch all these little pencils, and we talk about how many more trout we're going to have the following year, and then we end up saying the same damn thing the following year.
Every year, man. It's the same thing. Boy, next year is really going to be good.
Yeah. But no, it's going to be slow for me for a few weeks. It always is. January is just a slow month for me.
Yeah, it's kind of that in-between month that
Fishing's still good, but bookings
that's
are just
what I'm
slower.
Saying. Yeah, bookings.
Yeah. But I'm kind of okay with that, I guess. I'll go get this ranch trip out of the way. It'll be my last hurrah.
That's what I just did. Season. Man, it felt good to get away for a change. I mean, it's been a long year.
Yeah, it has. Has Blaine had a lot of groups down this year?
Oh, yeah. He's so busy, man. I mean, he had, I think, four groups of deer hunters while I was there.
Wow.
They were busy, man.
That's awesome.
Very busy. And
have they killed any good ones? Have they killed any big ones this year?
They've had a few this year. Now's the time where you're going to see a lot of those bigger deer shot between here and the end of season. Rut's full bore now. I mean, it went off while I was there. I watched it right before my eyes.
God, that's fun.
It is. It's a blast.
Man.
There was a really nice 8-point. He would never stop. He kept chasing a doe. And then this other 8-point, one was like a 6-year-old, the other one was a 5-year-old. They're both mature bucks. And they're both wanting this doe. Well, they ended up getting into a giant fight. And the doe just sat out there on the cinder eating corn. And their fight started right on the edge of the cinder and ended up in the brush. And it sounded like Bigfoot in there. And there was so much dust flying out there, it looked like somebody was running an outboard motor and hitting the ground with it. And that bigger buck that I wanted to shoot, well, he comes staggering out of the brush and gets back on the doe, and I got to looking at him real close with the binoculars. Well, he broke off his left main beam.
Oh, no.
And his G2 on the left side. So, in one brow tine, he was messed up. So, and I never did see that 5-year-old again. He just kind of disappeared. Well, the next morning I go back to that blind. That was in the evening hunt. Go back to the same stand. Well, that 8-pointer that's broke up, he was gone, but the doe he was on was bred. She looked like she'd gone through a car wash backwards, her hair all ruffled up. And then that other 8-pointer, He was on Blaine's hit list anyway. Well, he decided he was going to take over another doe. And I watched that deer run for 3 hours chasing a doe. It never would stop so I could shoot it. And it finally slowed down to a trot, and it was quartering towards me. And I popped it in the right front shoulder, and it came out his rib cage on the other side and nailed him.
Is that the one that you sent me a picture of?
No, that was the first one I shot that was on the hit list, too. Okay. I didn't know how far a shot I made. It was on a lane that nobody's ever killed a deer on. Now, that stand, Blaine never grains it, but that deer was on a doe, and he thought he was hiding at the brush in the end of that lane on another on the other side of another road that runs through there. And he was in the brush, thought he was hiding. And I said, I see you. So I took a punch at him, and he just fell dead. And then Blaine came to pick me up, and he goes, now, where's the deer? I don't see anything down there. I said, no, he's way down there. He said, good Lord. So we get down there, and we get to the road, and he said, where's it at? I said, it's way back there in that brush. So we had to drag that thing out of there. He looked back at the blind. He said, that's like 330 yards, man.
Good grief.
I said, well, he's dead.
That's a long shot. That's a real long shot.
That 257 weather. And everybody talks about ballistic bullets blow up on impact. both those deer I shot, those ballistic tip Weatherby bullets went all the way through the deer and destroyed everything in between. Knocked them dead in their tracks, man.
What grain bullet is that you're shooting?
Sam loaded these for me with Weatherby brass and the Weatherby ballistic tip. They're 115s. I've never shot one that big. You know, that big of grain. I always shoot 100s or 90s or 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I didn't get any significant drop with that bullet or anything.
That was my next question. Yeah. At that distance, I was wondering how much.
None. I would think it would drop at least dead center high shoulder.
Wow.
Cole smoked him, baby.
How fast is that bullet traveling?
I think that one's doing about 3780.
Yeah.
Now, I can go to my 80 grains and get almost 4,000 out of them, but, hey, speed kills, buddy.
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm out of time already, Steve. Somebody wants to call you about fishing in January. Sound like you got some openings they want to get out. It's good fishing. How do they get a hold of you, man?
Yeah, man, I've got some holes. I don't have some holes. I got some craters. I mean, I've got all kinds of holes. But anyway, 409-256-7937.
All right, Hillman. Hey, good talking to you, and Happy New Year, buddy.
Happy New Year, Mickey. Thank you.
See you, Gator. All right.
All righty.
All right. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.